Hello, everyone. Matthew Warwick here.
Yes.
Fake Dr. Matthew Warwick. Back with you again. I can't believe it. Guest hosting. Tectonic again. Mark Hurst. Unbelievably asked me to fill in again. And I could not turn it down. I love taking phone calls now. Who knew? I don't answer the phone for anyone. And my phone rings, I don't answer it. Everyone knows this. Don't call me. But when I get on the airwaves, I got to take phone calls now. I love it. So I said yes. So here I am, Matthew Warwick. Back again on Tectonic with a wonderful, wonderful topic that was I don't know what I would have chosen if Mark didn't give me this idea a little bit. He said you should do like best, or I can't remember exactly what he said. He was like something about robots. And I was like, I know what I'll do. Maybe he even said best robot. Tonight's topic is best robot. Yes. What is the best robot? Now, I am the judge of the best robot. You're going to have to change my mind. I'll be a little nice in that. Let's say this. It'll be a discussion. I have my favorite robot, which I think is the best robot. But maybe you have some others. I have a bunch of robots. By a bunch, I mean I wrote down 6 robots for tonight's show. That was my prep for the show. And I recorded this bed music off the internet. That was my prep for today. But I wrote down a couple robots. And I want you to call in with your favorite robots. And we'll discuss. I have a lot of different ways to judge a robot. Like what is going to be high on my list? What will be low on my list? There's criteria. We'll get into that when people start calling in with robots. If I had to pick some of my favorite robots, I don't know. If we're talking real robot, right? Real robot. A robot that exists in the physical world. One of my top would probably be the Furby. I'm going to put that on the... I should say, you can follow along with the list of robots at WFMU.org on the playlist page. I'll be listing every single robot and putting them in order of which I think is the best robot. Head over to the playlist page, WFMU.org. I'm going to put in the Furby. Why the Furby? I don't know. It's cute. There's some criteria I have. One of them is the cute factor plus the creepiness factor plus its usefulness and is it real or not? These are like the 4 main things with a robot. Furby. It's kind of cute. It's very creepy. And not useful at all. But it is real. So it's got to be up there on the list of real robots. Ooh, I got a call. You can call in with your favorite robot. I should have said the number a million years ago. 201-209-9368. You can call. Let me know what your favorite robot is. I've got some more robots I want to list myself. But let's take this phone call and see what they have to say. Hello, you are on the air. What is your favorite robot?
The thermostat and heating system of our house.
That is not a robot.
Yes, it is. It senses the environment and makes changes in it. That's the fundamental definition of a robot.
No. Worst robot. I'll count. Listen, I'm going to count that. I guess. Thermostat. All right. That's going on the list. You can't say I didn't put it on the list. Thermostat. But I'm telling you right now, it is at the bottom of the list. There's only two things on the list right now. Furbies and a thermostat. Unbelievable. First call, it's a thermostat? My goodness. I'm thinking like my favorite. I'll tell you my favorite robot right now. And this will be the judge of the rest of the show. My favorite robot is Johnny Five from Short Circuit 1 and Short Circuit 2. To me, that is the number one robot. I'm going to put that on there. Let's see. Johnny Five is on the top of the list. Cute. A little creepy. Very useful. The only thing it has not going for it is it real or not? And, you know, I have no proof that it's not real. So, Johnny Five is number one robot. You can call in 201-209-9368. Call in with the best robot. Hello, you are on the air. What is the best robot?
The robots that destroyed Gumby's front yard because he didn't want to mow the lawn.
Wait a second. I know those robots.
Those robots, don't you?
Hold on.
We all know those robots.
I remember that. Oh, those are good robots.
It's a real good, sinister episode. You know, not all of Gumby was sinister.
Yeah, no.
But that one was sinister, and especially when they pick up the house and his mom's at the kitchen.
I haven't seen the Gumby robots episode, I don't think, since I was probably, 8 years old. I honestly don't remember the last time I saw it, but it stuck with me. It might have even influenced my love of robots so much. I watched that episode so many times.
Well, of course, because that was in the first iteration of Gumby, when Art Clokey was actually making them in his garage in Covina, California. And later they got cute when it was, you know, and Gumby's eyes got really big as opposed to just like squiggly noodles.
Yeah.
And those were never as fascinating. The first ones were the best ones.
You know, they're going to be high up. Thank you for calling. Those Gumby robots, I'm going to put them above the Furby right now. Right now it's Johnny Five and the Gumby robots. Hello, you are on the air. What is your best robot?
My best robot is the For Real Friend.
For Real Friend? What is that?
It is like a small, cute, animal-shaped robot.
Oh, wait. For real.
To, like, or poop or bark. They give it to children.
It's like, so it's similar to a Furby. Right?
It is like a Furby, although it intends to be more realistic, but actually I think is much scarier.
All right, I'm looking at a picture of a Fur-Real Furby right now. Fur-Real robot. And I have to say, I'm looking at the kitty cat one, and it is cuter than a Furby. Much, much, much cuter. Do I put it ahead of the Furby, though?
Real Friend's newborn, they used to make them like in 2005 to look actually like an animal that was just birthed, you know, eyes still crusted shut, and those were very scary.
Wait. So I'm going to add this For Real robot. Thank you for calling. This is going to go just based on its cuteness factor. I'm putting it above the Furby. I liked Furbies, but if I'm going off of cuteness, this thing's pretty cute. Again, 201-209-9368. Call now. Let me know what your favorite robot is. Hello, you are on the air. What is the best robot?
It's the Mechanical Turk.
Wait, like the Amazon thing?
Well, no, not the Amazon thing. It's an Amazon thing named after the Mechanical Turk, which was a 18th century chess-playing robot.
Man, you guys are calling with some real difficult robots.
Yeah, well, it was actually just a guy inside something that looked like a robot.
All right.
They would just hire chess masters to hang out inside this robot. And, you know, people need money, so they just hired a bunch of chess masters, and they thought there was a really good chess-playing robot in, like, 1770.
I'm looking at a drawing of the Mechanical Turk. And I gotta say, I was about ready to hang up on you, all right? I was so close to saying, this is another thermostat situation. But no.
This is real. I mean, it's fake, but it's real.
Fake real. I don't care. This thing is going above, underneath the Gumby robots, but above the for real robots. Thank you for calling. I love it. WFMU.org. Check out the playlist page. I'm ranking all of these robots on the playlist page at WFMU.org to my own ranking. Right now, Johnny Five has got the top spot. Hello, you're not on the air. Hello, you are on the air. What is the best robot?
Mr. Machine.
Mr. Machine. What's Mr. Machine?
I had one back in probably early 1960s. It had a whistle nose.
I see this.
It had a bell. You could take it apart and put them back together again. You'd wind them up with a big key. It was the best.
All right. So on cuteness factor, Mr. Machine.
Look him up.
I know. I'm looking at a picture of Mr. Machine right now. I would say, what year did this come out?
61.
All right. So this is like the Furby of the 60s, I would say.
He was great. Yes. I loved Mr. Machine.
So this is above. Thank you for calling. This is above the thermostat, which again is the bottom. I can't imagine putting anything below thermostat. Mr. Machine is above thermostat. I'm not trashing Mr. Machine. That looks cool. This looks fun. I love the name. It's just that the thermostat is so low, it makes Mr. Machine look worse. But don't let the thermostat drag you down. Mr. Machine looks cool. Hello, you are not on the air. Hello, you are on the air. What's the best robot?
Replicant.
Replicant?
Yeah, Blade Runner.
Hold on. I've seen Blade Runner. Replicant. Blade Runner.
Android. Cyborg-ish.
Blade Runner. I can't tell which one's which. Is that the one with the crazy hair?
Yeah, like with the speech at the end.
I barely remember it. I'm going to put that. Just because I barely remember it, and I don't know how to spell it. I'm putting that below Mr. Machine. If someone can send me a picture of it on the playlist page, I will check it out. But right now, I think I might have spelled it wrong, and I'm getting a lot of different questions or pictures in response to this. I almost don't even want to put it on there. I don't feel like I'm judging it appropriately. Hello, you are on the air. What is the best robot?
Oh, how you doing? I would say best fictional robot, Bender.
Oh, wow, Bender. How did I not think of Bender before?
Or Clamps.
Clamps? Wait, which Clamps. One was Clamps? I don't remember.
Clamps?
Clamps. I don't remember Clamps, but I'm putting Bender. Yeah. Bender's going on here.
And can I get a runner-up for a real robot?
Yeah, sure. What's the real robot?
Those crying baby dolls that you give to, like, youth so they can never have children.
crying baby dolls. Which is like the educational Furby. No, yeah, no, I know exactly what you're talking about. Well, thank you for calling. They're both going on the list. I'm going to decide right now because this is a difficult one. All right, Bender from Futurama. He's a real sassy, rude robot. I'm putting Bender at number two right now. I liked Futurama above the Gumby robots. That's going to be pretty controversial. I know. But, I don't know. I like Bender. Bender's a great robot. That's going at number two. Now, the crying baby dolls that go to kids in school. I don't know. Do they? I don't even know if they do that anymore. When I was in school, they just gave me an egg for school, which I don't even remember if it lived or not. I barely can remember yesterday, let alone what I did with my egg baby non-robot. I'm going to put that. The cuteness factor is not there. They're just creepy. It's going below Mr. Machine, because Mr. Machine deserves some more love. I can't believe no one's named some of the things I have on my list. I'm not going to name them yet, because these robots are pretty great. Hello, you are on the air. What is the best robot?
Ding-a-ling.
Ding-a-ling? Man, there's so many robots I don't know. What is Ding-a-ling?
There actually could be anything you wanted. There was a firefighter. There were all different versions of it. And you had the motor on the track, and then the robot itself could be anything.
Ding-a-ling. All right, but I'm going to need one specific robot.
Well, how about the Ding-a-ling fireman?
Fireman. Let's see what it looks like. Oh, man. I'm going to... Thank you for calling. I'm going to take you off the air because I hate this robot. This doesn't seem like a real robot. I'm putting it on there. All right. Your Ding-a-ling fireman is going on the list at WFMU.org. All right. It's going on there. But it's only going to go right above the thermostat. It's not the bottom. Listen, it's not the bottom. Thermostat. I challenge you to find a robot worse than the... I take that back. I only want to hear the best robots. Hello, you're on the air. What's the best robot?
Matt, it's Brian in Indiana. Gigantor, the space age robot.
Gigantor. Man, there's so... I thought I knew every single robot, but
power is in your hand.
Oh, I'm looking at a picture of this Gigantor. This is from 19... All these robots are from so long ago. Why is all the robots you guys know from the 60s? They didn't even have robots then.
Oh, they so did.
No! All right, Gigantor.
Space age robot.
Where am I going to put Gigantor? Thank you for calling, Brian. Gigantor... I don't know. This is like... I don't know where to put this robot. It's a very mid robot, I gotta say. I'm putting Gigantor below the crying baby dolls. Ooh, he's gonna be mad about that. Hello, you're on the air. What's the best robot?
Hey. I think, just generally speaking, the nanobots.
Nanobots?
Yeah, the really tiny, they make them the size of viruses and bacteria.
Wait a second. I didn't know these existed. Wait.
Oh, nanobots. Yeah, look up the nanobot competitions.
Oh, no.
A lot of it's still theoretical. Oh, yeah.
Oh, man, no.
I don't know about these.
Oh, no. I'm looking at a picture of this nanobot. Thank you. Thank you for calling. I'm looking at it. It's not, I don't know. Oh, boy. I didn't think I'd be, this one on the creepiness scale is a 10. Only on, but not, the robot itself isn't that creepy. The size of it is so creepy. It looks like it's smaller than a pretty small bug. Creepiness factor is going to give this one a lot of points. By the way, you get points for the creepiness on my scale. This is creepier than a Furby. The nanobot is going above the Furby, but below the for real cute cat bot. But it is kind of terrifying to know that they can make things that small. Hello, you're on the air. What is the best robot?
How about the Iron Man from the
Good Bot?
Sabbath song. Does he count?
Iron Man from the Black Sabbath song, you're saying?
Iron Man
song,
yeah.
Huh.
Yeah. Also, I have an upholstery joke that we use sometimes. So we put forward to the footstool. We have come for your Auto Man, and kind of like the robot of furniture, I think.
You're saying that the robot.
The Auto Man.
You're saying an Ottoman.
Yeah,
all right. But... This is what I'll say.
The robot of furniture.
I'm not going to put Iron Man from Black Sabbath because I don't know what that Iron Man looks like. I am going to put on the Ottoman.
Okay, cool.
Thank you for calling. The Ottoman. Is that... Wait, how do you spell Ottoman? I'm trying to type in Ottoman. Ottoman. There we go. Yeah. There we go. You know, I love Ottomans. I can't believe I didn't know how to spell that. I used to move furniture as my job for quite a long time. The Ottoman. I don't know why I'm counting this. I just thought that joke was funny. If you're a furniture dude, you get it. I'm putting the Ottoman above Mr. Machine. Sorry, Mr. Machine. Again, you can head over to WFMU.org. See the ranking for today. Right now, we've got Johnny Five sitting at the top. Again, this is personal preference list. And at the bottom, we have Thermostat. Everything in between. I'm going to add one more. I can't believe no one has mentioned this yet. But I'm going to add in the T-1000 from Terminator 2. Now, if you're not familiar with Terminator 2, or maybe you are and you just don't remember what the T-1000 is. T-1000 was the villain in Terminator 2, but it turns into puddles. And I mean, it can turn into anything. I don't know why I just said puddles. It's like liquid metal. And that was terrifying to me when I saw it. I'm going to put the T-1000 below the Gumby robots, but above the Mechanical Turk. That robot is terrifying. Hello, you're on the air. What's the best robot?
Oh, Pepper.
Pepper? Like the seasoning?
Yep.
Is Pepper... I'm confused. Pepper the seasoning?
Yeah, it's P-E-P-E-R, two P's. Yeah, it's Pepper. It's a social robot.
Wait, hold on. Hold on. Doing some... All I'm getting right when I type Pepper into my internet search, I'm just getting peppers.
Well, I found it on Wikipedia. I found it.
I think I found it. Oh, wait. I see it now. It's like a wheelie, kind of cute looking, very white with a screen on it.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a good-looking robot, I gotta say.
One more robot?
Hold on, I'm writing this down. Pepper, the social robot. Okay, and what's your second robot?
Flaky. It's Heritage Flake 1.
Oh, wait. You're telling me Heritage Flakes has a robot?
Yes, it does. They have a robot. It helps make your... cereal with Heritage Flakes.
Flaky the robot. I'm not finding this robot. Listen, thank you for calling. Every time I do a call, someone's calling about Heritage Flakes. There's no Flaky the robot. You're lying to me. Maybe you're not. I'm just not good at searching for things. These heritage flakes, every time someone's calling about these heritage flakes. All right, let's rank this. What was the name of this one? Pepper. Well, the picture that I'm looking of Pepper, the social robot. It seems like they're the social robot. All right. They do look cute. They, for a robot, like there's not, they're not trying to look like an animal. They're just, if anything, they're trying to look, they just look like a robot. There's no mistaking. This looks like a robot. It kind of almost looks like a fancy fan or a vacuum cleaner with a head, but in it, it's like advertising a bank or something. So Pepper, you're going below the odd, no, below Mr. Machine. That a win for Mr. Machine. There you go, Mr. Machine. For some reason my picture's not adding. I'll fix that later. Let's get to the calls. Man, lots of calls today. People love robots. Hello, you're on the air. What is the best robot?
Tobor the Great.
Who?
Tobor the Great. It's robot spelled backwards.
Tobor. Hold on.
It's some very old movie.
Tobor.
I always remembered it because it's robot spelled backwards.
Tobor the Great. Let me take a look at this robot, all right? Because apparently I don't know any robots anymore. I thought I knew every single robot.
You know all the modern robots.
Yeah, you know, I'm a modern man, as they say.
You are.
I'm a modern man.
You're up on it.
I'm about, I would say, if I had the opportunity to become a robot, I would do it. That's how modern I am.
I would love to see a Matt robot.
To be honest, if you could replace my arms and legs with robot arms and legs, I'd do it in a second. 1 second.
Who knows? Maybe someday.
One can hope. All right, I'm looking at a Matt torso. I'm looking at...
With a hat and a neck.
All right, all I can find is... All right, I got to judge this. Thank you for calling. Looking at a picture of Tobor... I don't know. I'm having a problem spelling robot backwards. It's breaking my brain to do that. Tobor the Great. Where am I going to put you? You're going to go above the ding-a-ling fireman. Closer to the bottom. Listen, only I could find one picture of it. All right. It's just the cover of the movie. It's just the movie poster. Not enough to judge. That's why it's closer to the bottom. Not saying your robot stinks or anything. Listen, most of these robots, besides the thermostat, I love a lot of these robots. Hello, you're on the air. What's the best robot?
That's the Jetsons robot there, Rosie.
Oh, you know... For some reason in my head, I was like, what's that Flintstones robot? And that's why I was trying to look it up before and I couldn't find it. Even though I'm in my head, but this Rosie the Robot. I loved Rosie the Robot. I really don't remember anything about Rosie the Robot. I just, as a child, I really loved Rosie the Robot. Thank you for solving that mystery for me. That was driving me crazy. All right, Rosie the Robot from the Jetsons. Jeez. Why do I always get the Jetsons and the Flintstones confused? Not that I think about them all the time. I think about one of them maybe once every 2 years. And it's what's funny, they are basically the exact opposite in terms of story, but I guess they're kind of similar in every other way. Rosie the Robot, this is nostalgia. I'm going to put you above the Ottoman, which isn't really a robot, but it is the Ottoman. Ottoman! which is the funniest joke ever told. Hello, you're on the air. What's the best robot?
I want to say Alpha 5 from Power Rangers.
Alpha 5. All right, listen. I watched Power Rangers. I'm going to have to... Wait, I think I remember this. Might be unlocking another memory for me. Oh, I totally forgot about this robot. It's kind of like a mixture of... I don't even know what to call it. I got to find a good picture of this for the playlist page. I didn't even know. I couldn't.
That awesome saucer-shaped head and the funny voice.
Yeah, it's kind of.
Corrugated rubber.
It's kind of like Alpha 5. It's kind of like Geordi from Next Generation, but with a saucer head. And then the body is like the Flash, but a robot. I'm into it. Thank you for... I totally forgot about that. Oh, man. This is another... I know I'm starting to get into the realm of robots that I know a little bit. Alpha 5, you're going above Rosie the Robot. You're also going right above the Furby, but below the Nanobot. That Nanobot's crazy. We're all going to have Nanobots in our blood soon, and it's going to be so cool. Hello, you're on the air. What is the best robot?
Has anyone mentioned Robbie Jr.?
Robbie Jr.? What's Robbie Jr.?
From the late 80s.
Not, but what is it? Was it just a rope? Wait, is that a toy?
It was a toy robot.
Oh, wait, I think I've seen pictures of this. This robot was a little bit before me. The Radio Shack robot. I feel like I've seen these in like thrift stores every once in a while. What did they do?
Say, hello, my name is Robbie Jr. on repeat.
Robbie Jr. And then would it do anything else? Would it give you snacks or anything?
I can't remember.
It looks like it would be, it's holding a serving tray. Ooh, like the idea of a butler robot. Robbie Jr.
Big memory of this.
All right, well, thank you for calling. I'm going to put this Robbie Jr. This is tough because I don't know Robbie Jr., so it's very hard to judge this robot appropriately. That being said, he looks like a little tiny robot butler who could serve me little tiny snacks. And I like the idea. That's what I've always dreamed of. Now, we've gone far past that in robots. We didn't even get the cool robot butlers. We just have robots with guns on them. I mean, maybe there's still time for robot butlers. Anyway, Robbie Jr., you are going above the Mechanical Turk and below the T-1000, only in hopes that you serve snacks. Kind of just assuming. I would love to have a snack-selling robot. The number is 201-209-9368. Call in. Let me know what your... Well, what the best robot is. Another robot that I like. I'm going to put into the running since no one said it yet. I like Wally. Yes. You know, that whatever. Well, I can't remember what. Is that a Pixar movie? I don't know. Something about that movie and that robot. I thought he was the cutest little robot. That is going to go right. This is a little hard for me. Is it better than... It's better than the Gumby robots. Is it better than Bender? Yes, I like it better. Listen. I like Wally more than Bender. Because I like sweet, cute things. For some reason my image for Bender isn't working. Let's fix this. Again, the number is 201-209-9368. Call now. Let me know what the best robot is. What is the best robot? This image should work. Hello, you are on the air. What is the best robot?
K-9 from Doctor Who.
Oh, see, I never watched Doctor Who.
He's a robot and he's a dog.
K-9. Listen, without even...
It's the letter K and the number 9.
Oh, that's easy. Doctor Who. I was like, how do we spell this? That is a very cute robot.
Yep.
I'm going to tell you right now. There was never a point where I considered watching Doctor Who because I'm so behind. Not because I think it looks stupid or anything. Sometimes it's hard to take the leap, right?
Yeah.
It's hard to take the leap. Looking at this little dog robot from this TV show, I'm going to tell you right now, I might have to watch this show just based off this robot.
Wow.
Oh, my.
You can look up the episodes that K-9 is on.
Oh, so it's not on every episode?
No, he has his own arc.
Yeah, okay. So there's like one season where there's this K-9 robot.
Yeah, but he also comes back later.
Oh, spoiler alert! Spoiler alert! Thank you for calling. I'm putting K-9. Oh, K-9, you are going above, only because I haven't watched the show. I can't rank this too high. I've never seen it. That being said, you are going above Robbie Jr. and below the T-1000. T-1000, it's a liquid robot. It's going to be hard to beat that. Liquid robots. Mamma mia. Hello, you're on the air. What's the best robot?
The Master Cylinder from Felix the Cat.
Master Cylinder?
Yeah. The villain.
Hold on. From what?
Felix the Cat.
Oh, Felix. That's why I don't know it. I never ever paid attention to Felix the Cat.
That's from the 60s.
These 60s robots, this looks, I'm going to tell you right now, this looks like a water heater with arms.
Yeah.
Well,
robots were a big thing back then, you know?
Thank you for calling. Let's rank this. I'm sorry, guy. I didn't get anyone. I haven't been asking people's names. The robots are the most important thing. Master Cylinder from Felix the Cat. Appropriately, I'm putting you above the thermostat. And that's it. You're just above the thermostat, below everything else. You can stay with your... It's basically, this robot is just... It's a hot water heater with arms. Boo! Hello, you're on the air. What is the best robot?
I would say the robot in Lost in Space.
Oh, wait, I think I remember that. Hold on. Lost in Space robot. Does it have a name?
I think it's just robot.
I'm going to take your word on that. I think it probably has a name, but I'm going to take your word, sir. Ooh, this is a...
Yeah, I think it's just Robot. That's it.
Robot from Lost in Space.
The one that always says danger, danger, danger. Will Robinson.
Okay, let me rank this. Thank you for calling. I'm taking a look at this robot. It's got springy, hose-like looking legs and arms. And then it has some sort of like... It's like a bowl. Like a cereal bowl. Bowl beads. Bowl. Maybe not a cereal bowl. Like a weird vase you put a plant in for a head. This is a classic. Like I said, this is a classic robot. If you think robot, you're going to think at least some parts of this robot. Now, that being said, I'm pretty sure it has a name. But I'm calling it Robot from Lost in Space. That being said, not my favorite kind of robot. There's not a lot of cuteness to it. So it's going below Mr. Machine and above Pepper, the social robot, which you could switch them out in and out. But still, both of them still better than the crying baby dolls. Hello, you're on the air. What's the best robot?
Conky.
Conky? Wait, from Pee-wee! How did I not think of Conky? Oh, Conky! Man, oh, no! Oh, this is going to be difficult for me to choose what... now,
you
all right.
The word of the day and everything.
Oh, no! No, Conky!
You have a blue box for a chest.
Conky, Conky. Oh, how did I not think of Conky? See, listen, the robots I came up with, you guys have had 40 minutes to think of robots, okay? 5 minutes before the show, I wrote down a bunch of robots I remembered. So, geez, Conky, where am I going to? Thank you for calling. Conky the robot. If you don't know Conky the robot, Conky the robot was the robot on the Pee Wee Herman TV show. I can't remember. I don't know why I can't remember the name of Pee Wee's TV show. I watched it when I there's a picture of me somewhere as a boy dressed in a Pee Wee outfit holding a Pee Wee doll, and then that Pee Wee doll is holding a smaller Pee Wee doll. Okay. Conky, Conky, Conky. Am I spelling Conky right? I think so. It's actually, the full name is the Conky 2000. Jeez, I didn't even know that. Thanks, internet. Conky 2000, I'm ranking you high. You're one of my favorite all-time robots. I'm sorry. I'm sorry for forgetting. I'm putting you at number two. Conky 2000 is number two robot at the moment. No one's even, that's the closest we've gotten to dethroning Johnny Five from Short Circuit, the best robot of all time. The closest, but not quite there. One of the best. Hello, you are on the air. What is the best robot?
The best robot. Well, you know, if I'm in a bad mood, I think, you know, remember the movie Westworld?
No.
You didn't see Westworld?
No, I've pretty much only seen, I've seen like five movies in my life, okay. Apparently.
The subtitle, it's a Westworld where nothing can go wrong. And of course, it was a theme park. It was like a Westworld. But you can get into a fight at a saloon knowing, oh, they're all androids.
Okay, but wait, so wait, this,
and then the guns,
the West, it's kill. Just full of robots?
Yeah, well, that's what it was, a theme park.
Uh-huh. But you got to name one robot.
Mixed, but the guns were trained so, you know, the guns could shoot the robots, but won't kill another guest.
Yeah, but what's the best? You're saying that these, can I just say, no, hold on, I'm going to stop you right there, sir. This topic is for the best robot. And you're saying...
Okay. Yul Brynner. Yul Brynner plays a robot.
Uh-huh. But that's a person!
You got to see the movie because he goes rogue. He seeks revenge.
This is not robots! This isn't movie hour. This isn't what's the best movie. This is the best robot. I don't even know what the robot is. Hello, you're on the air. What's the best robot?
Iron Giant.
That's a good... Listen, can I admit something to you? Never seen Iron Giant. But...
Oh, you got
to
watch it.
No, I know. And listen, I know. Listen, there's a lot of regrets I have in my life. Seeing Iron Giant... Not seeing Iron Giant as a child is one of... It's not my fault. I was a kid.
Yeah, but you're an adult now and you'll enjoy it more.
It's true. I couldn't... Listen, you ask Olivia anytime or ask anyone who knows me. All I pretty much do is watch cartoons. I got to watch this. All right. Thank you.
No, the good people are drawn like people. Uh-huh. The bad people are drawn like cartoon characters.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah. And this is a robot that you want for your best friend.
Oh, well, listen. All right. I got to judge this robot based on what it looks like. I got to watch it. I know I got to watch it.
Yeah.
All right.
But put it on your to-do list.
It's on my to-do list. Thank you for reminding me. Thank you for calling. Iron Giant is a classic that I have not seen, and it makes me sad that I haven't seen it. I love this robot, how it looks, but I can't judge it appropriately. So I'm putting it above the canine robot from Doctor Who. Listen, I think it's cute. No, I'm putting it below the canine, because that canine robot is cute as hell. But maybe when I see the movie, I'll change my mind. Thank you for calling. Hello, you are on the air. What's the best robot?
Hey, I got a robot.
What's the robot?
The Paulie's robot from Rocky IV.
Oh, man! You're right! Paulie's robot! Rocky, the beginning of Rocky IV, they have a robot. And then at some point they have to, sorry, spoiler alert. They have to, I think they have to sell the robot at some point, right? In Rocky V? I don't remember. But
yeah,
yes.
They're taking it out of the director's cut.
Yeah.
Everyone's picked off.
Oh, man. All right. Thank you for reminding me of Paulie's robot. Yes. Paul in Rocky IV, when Rocky is a full tilt, I don't even know what I mean by full tilt. He's just like on the top of everything. At some point, Paulie, I think, yeah, I guess it's Paulie. To be honest, I haven't seen Rocky IV in like 15 years. Paulie's robot. Does it have a name? Anyway, who cares? Paulie's robot. I guess they get a lot of money from winning, maybe against Mr. T in the third movie. I don't remember. Sorry, spoiler alert again. Paulie's robot. That's going above. It's very similar to Robbie Jr., except bigger. It is a robot butler. It's going above Robbie Jr. and below Iron Giant. Hello, you are on the air. What's the best robot?
TikTok from Return to Oz.
TikTok? That's an app. That's an app! Hello, you're on the air. What's the best robot?
Well, for the 40th anniversary of Transformers, I'm going to have to go with them.
Oh,
I really like them. They turn into cars. They are robots. It's the best blend of both worlds.
Can I do this? This is what I want to do with Transformers. I feel like Transformers should be on the list twice, because there's old cartoon Transformers, and then there's the Michael Bay Transformers.
Mm-hmm.
I'm putting the cartoon / toy Transformers. I'm going to put them. I'm going to put the. Sorry, thank you for calling. I'll let you go. I don't want to hold you up. Transformers. Old ones. Those are going right below Iron Giant. Sorry, never really watched Transformers, so I can't rank them too high. Michael Bay's Transformers. I hate those movies. Which is saying something, because I love robots. I'm just pulling a picture from the internet. I'm putting them. Hold on. New Transformers. Those are going below. Ooh. Below thermostat. We have a new bottom. You're right. That's it. The worst robots. They're going to be Michael Bay's new Transformers. That I'd rather have a thermostat than watch those movies. Apologies to everyone who loves those movies. Hello, you're on the air. What's the best robot?
Oh, I love the show.
Oh, thank you.
I believe I got through.
That's in a couple days.
Oh, you want the best robot?
Yes, best robot.
386DX.
Wait, oh, that's a lot of numbers. Three. I got three.
386 DX.
DX. What is that?
He sings. He's a singing robot. Ken used to play him a lot.
Hold on. Singing robot. Hold on. I'm not getting a visual on this robot.
I don't know if he has a visual.
Oh, there has to be a visual. I gotta be able to judge its cuteness. Hello, you're on the air. What's the best robot?
The best robot is Sam, the Wake and Bake Morning Music Computer.
Man, I can't believe no one said Sam, the Wake robot. I've been waiting to see if anyone was going to say that. Sam, the Morning Show, the Wake. Or I'm just going to put Sam. I'm running out of time. I type slow. Sam, thank you so much for calling. Thank you. This is going to be hard because I can't. Oh, this is going to be difficult. Sam is going to hear this. I'm putting Sam above. Listen, this is a compliment. Sam, if you're listening, I'm putting you above the canine robot, but below the T-1000. It's a liquid robot. It's a liquid robot. How can you be better than a liquid robot? I mean, there are. Obviously, there's five others that are better than liquid robots. But not the morning show computer. And I love the morning show computer. Hello, you're on the air. What's the best robot?
Has anyone said Mr. Roboto?
Does Mr. Roboto actually have, like, an image?
I think there's a whole music video about him.
In the music, let's see. All right, music video. I've heard that song so many times, and I actually don't. Oh, Mr. Roboto looks crazy.
Best robot. Can I sing a little bit of it?
You know what? Normally I'd say no, but you know what? Sing a little bit for me.
Domo arigato, Mr. Roboto.
That was a little bit. Thank you for calling. Wow, Mr. Roboto. The song is a classic. Not many robots have their own song. And it's literally a song about Mr. Roboto. I'm going to put Mr. Roboto above Polly's robot from Rocky IV. But below the old Transformers. Hello, you're on the air. What's the best robot?
Oh, the best robot is BMO.
Oh, finally! Oh, my God. BMO. I love BMO. Thank you.
So cute.
BMO from Adventure Time, one of my favorite cartoons of all time.
Yeah, same here.
BMO. I got to find a good picture. Wait, I think I got a good picture right over here. BMO is, where am I? Thank you for calling. BMO, BMO is my number two favorite robot. Number two best robot, BMO. If you don't know BMO, again, he's from the cartoon Adventure Time. So cute. So cute. I love my BMO. Of course, it took like 56 minutes for someone to say, BMO, I'm very proud of you. I love you. Thank you for calling. I'm running out of time. Jeez, I only got time for a couple more robots. Hello, you're on the air. What's the best robot?
Crow T Robot.
Crow T?
Crow T Robot from Mystery Science Theater 3.
Oh, yes, I forgot about that robot. Oh,
just calls them bots mostly.
Yeah,
all right. Robot roll call at the beginning.
Thank you for calling Crow T Robot. I used to love watching Mystery Science Theater. Now, I think they used to just, I don't think I ever called him Crow T Robot. I think I just called him Crow in my head. Crow, that's a good robot, I gotta say. It's a quality robot. We're gonna put Crow T Robot. Man, I'm really running out of time. That is gonna be above the Furby, but. No, above Alpha 5. Hold on, no. Above the fur. Hold on, no. I keep looking at these robots, and I'm like, I like the Crow T robot more. Above Polly's robot, but below Mr. Roboto. Hello, you are on the air. What's the best robot?
Hey, I was wondering, have you heard of the Klubo?
Klubo? No, I do not know Klubo.
It's spelled like Q-O-O-B-O. It's essentially a Japanese robotic cushion with a tail, and you like pet the cushion and the tail slowly wags, and that's it.
Listen, thank you for calling. I can't find this, but I need to look. All right, I need to look up what the Klubo is. I gotta do rapid fire robot right now because I gotta get Dave's already in the wing. He's got his everything set up. He's got the Prague is on its way. Rapid fire robot round before I get out of here. What's your favorite robot? You're on the air. What's your favorite robot? You're on the air.
The Roomba.
The Roomba? Oh, man, thank you. The Roomba is going to go. Jeez, I can't do rapid fire anything. What am I talking about? I'm the slowest person you'll ever meet. The Roomba is going right above Polly's robot because they're basically the same thing. Hello, you're on the air. What's the best robot?
Maximilian.
Maximilian?
Black hole.
I don't know what that is. It's not on the list. Sorry. Rapid fire robot. What's the last robot? Wait, hold on. Sorry. What's the best robot in the world? You're on the air.
Robot from Clash of Titans, a little owl.
Oh, I do like that robot. That's going to go above the for real robot. And finally, last robot of the night. What's the best robot?
Robbie the Robot from Forbidden Planet. Robbie makes bourbon.
I hate bourbon. All right, that's the last robot. You are going to go right below Mr. Machine. I don't even have time to type them in. Thank you all for putting up with me for the last hour. I'll be back tomorrow morning on Garbage Time at 9 a.m. Thank you to Mark for letting me fill in today. And you can stop calling now. The robot show is over. Coming up right now is going to be Dave Mandel with his It's Complicated program. You are listening to WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope in New York City, the Big Apples, and Rockland County at 91.9 FM and online at WFMU.org.
Matt Warwick. Following Matt Warwick is a challenge, possibly perhaps the greatest challenge to face any radio DJ ever. Hold on just a second here while we get all the pieces in place. I think we're ready to go. It's 7 p.m. and that means it's time for It's Complicated, an hour of Prague and Prague adjacent music just for you. I'm your host, Dave Mandel. And I am happy, thrilled, always, to be here playing music for you. We're going to start tonight's show with a shortish one, a track from, let me find it really, not the world's smoothest transition, a complicated one, you might say. We're going to hear something from a French group, well, sort of a hybrid French group called Pinol, P-I-N-I-O-L. They actually are a hybrid. They combine two groups, namely Poil, P-O-I-L, and Ni, N-I, and figure it out, the two names combined and shaken up and jumbled around a little bit, create the name Pinol. So this is some excellent French prog. It's recent. This is an album that was released in 2018, and away we go. We'll be right back.
Oh Baby. Music there from the group Pinyol, P-I-N-I-O-L. They hail from France, basically. And we heard a track called Mimol from a 2018 release called Bran Cuckoo. Pinyol, I'm going to play now for you a couple of tracks, a couple of Argentinian pieces, a couple pieces of music from Argentina. I recently saw our friend, Acapulco Rodriguez, who did a show here at FMU for a long time and has been off the schedule for a while. I hope he comes back sometime because he did a great show, just too busy, as people sometimes are, and he's been off the air for a while. But anyway, he is extremely knowledgeable about music from Argentina, and he turned me on recently to a couple of proggy Argentinian things that I had never heard of, and I'm going to play them for you now, two of them in a row. So first we're going to hear a track from a group called Invisible, and we're going to hear something from a 1976 album called El Jardín de los Presentes, and following that another group. I have to take a sip of an energy drink here and pump up my confidence before I pronounce the name of the second group, but I'll be back after this one. This is going to be a piece, again, from a group called Invisible from Argentina, 1976. Enjoy. Thank you.